The Holy Quran says, "And when my worshippers ask you about me, they must know that I am near. I answer the supplication of the supplicant when he calls to me." If we want a strong and valid supplication, we must purify our heart and soul and repent from our sins. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Prayer is the keys of success and the keys to prosperity. The best supplication is that which arises from a pure and pious heart." There are certain manners that have been mentioned in religious sources to increase the quality of your dua, such as starting by praising Allah and calling Him by His best names, and sending blessings upon the Prophet Muhammad and his family, peace be upon them. Supplicating with hope and in a humble manner by doing wudu, facing the Qibla, performing a prayer before the dua, and praying for others first. All of this will increase the quality of the dua. A person can make a dua that suits them at any time or place. However, some du'as are more emphasized in particular times and places. For example, du'as are emphasized when the adhan is being recited, when the Holy Quran is being recited, when it's raining, and during fajr before sunrise. Du'as are emphasized on the Qadr night, 15th of Sha'ban, 27th of Rajab, on Eid, Fridays, after every wajib prayer, and the places that are emphasized are in Masjid al-Haram, Arafat, Kufa Mosque, Sahla Mosque, the shrines of Ahlul Bayt, and so on. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "When you feel compassionate, seize the opportunity to pray, for a compassionate heart asks sincerely." Allah has promised to grant the du'as of those that ask. However, sometimes some du'as are not granted due to some obstacles, such as sin and illegal income. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "He who wishes that his supplication be answered must surely purify his food and his earnings." Sometimes a dua is not granted because we abandon the practice of enjoining good and forbidding evil. The Holy Prophet has said, "You should enjoin right and forbid wrong, or Allah may set up your wicked ones as absolute masters over your good ones. Then whatsoever the good pray, it will not be answered." Once, someone went to Imam Ali alayhi salam and complained about why his supplications were not answered. In answer to that question, the holy Imam said, "Your hearts have acted treacherously towards 8 characteristics. 1. You have known Allah, but you have not paid His right, such that has been enjoined upon you. 2. You have believed in His Messenger, but you have opposed His Sunnah. 3. Surely you have recited His revealed book, the Quran, but you do not act upon it. 4. You say you fear the fire of hell, while you always commit your own sins, and you approach it. 5. You say you are eager and interested in heaven, but you always do some things which distance yourself from it. 6. You eat the blessings of Allah, but you do not show gratitude about it. 7. You verbally claim that you are Satan's enemy, but you do not oppose him. 8. You find faults of people before your eyes, but you disregard your own faults. Then how do you expect your prayers to be answered when you yourself have shut its doors?" This narration shows that du'as are conditional, and the conditions are that you should fulfill these pledges. According to some narrations, the du'as of certain people will not be rejected. The du'a of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. The du'a of parents for their children. The du'a of a person who is wronged against the wrongdoer. The du'a of one who performs Umrah. The du'a of one who fasts. The du'a of a sick person, and the du'a of one who visits him. The du'a of one who stays awake at night to worship God, and so on. Praying for others, especially for one's parents and children, believers and those in need, has been emphasized so much that it is said that the du'a will be more likely granted. Apart from the time and place, we have recommended du'as for certain hours, days, months, certain states and situations. Some recommended du'as are du'a Kumail, du'a Al-Ahd, du'a Makarim Al-Akhlaq, du'a Al-Mujir, and so on. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, "Shall I not lead you to a weapon which saves you from your enemies and increases your sustenance?" He was answered positively. Then he said, "Call your Lord both in night and day, because supplication is the armor of a believer." Sometimes a person fulfills all the conditions mentioned, but their dua is still not answered. One of the reasons is that sometimes the dua is actually of no benefit, so Allah postpones it. The Holy Quran says, "Yet it may be that you dislike something while it is good for you, and it may be that you love something while it is bad for you, and Allah knows and you do not know." Sometimes a dua is answered immediately. Sometimes Allah will postpone that dua for a better time and a greater reward. And sometimes it repels a calamity waiting to afflict you.